Hello everybody, good afternoon and welcome again to our Conscious Fashion Hub Day 2. And right now the event we are going to present, or it will take place, is shirting. Shirting project. So yesterday we had a show and it was to sift our relationship, how we look at fashion and what fashion can do for people if we can hold that conversation. So Upasana has floated a educational platform, Conscious Fashion Hub, last year, and this is our second event, which focuses on building community, putting people together, celebrating beauty and creativity around fashion, not just presenting beauty and vanity. And that has costed so much to our society that we are second largest polluting industry of the planet today. Even that we are the fifth largest business, which thousands of trillion dollars of business, and it does not always have worked for people. We have a farmer suicide in India. We have handloom sector in crisis. There are a lot happens in fashion and how we transform that place. Today's project is shirting, which focuses on, can we go beyond ownership? It is, of course, in order will we understand there is no ownership at large. A few designers have come together and they have floated their design as a shirt to a public domain. User can use it for 2 weeks, pass it on. You don't buy it. I am wearing one of the shirt, which is done by a Slovenian designer. The shirts has come to India. And we are starting a new chapter, which will be shirting in India by Upasana. After some time, many more company will join and many more brands will join, and I look forward to that. But I also feel very privileged to be able to do that, that we are, Upasana is floating 5 of its design under shirting project, and it will go around, whoever wears it, sends a picture of it, and it's one person coordinates, and it actually builds a community around design and fashion and clothing. That's what it does. We are very happy to have Elena with us, a founder, genius, who thought about shirting, and she thought about expanding the consciousness around fashion, which is community-based and sharing. So Elena, come and just tell us a little bit more about, so we know it from you directly. And welcome in Auroville, Elena, and thank you for the show yesterday.
Hello, everybody. Thank you, Uma, very much. But we will start with the music. Let's make a little break. We'll start with the music and the dance. So here is Lucia from United States, but he lives in Spain. And Alfonso will make a performance. So the next one. Thank you.
Good evening. Thanks for all of you joining us here. I'll tell you just a little information about the instrument I'm playing. It's called a handpan. The first type of this instrument that was created was in Switzerland in the year 2000. And it was actually created by a steel pan maker of the Trinidad and Tobago style steel pan. And an Indian musician came to him and asked, can you make something like the clay pot? So they made it with a goo. That is what they call the hole in the bottom. And eventually they put it on the bottom and made it into the instrument it is today. And this one is from Spain. And it's very special because it has extra notes on the bottom. And there's only about 250 people in the world who make a good quality one, so it is still pretty rare to get to see. And it is made out of steel, and they do a nitriding process to make the steel more hard. I'll play another song for you. Thank you.
Do you hear me if I speak like this?
Yeah.
Okay. So thank you very much for this nice music, and also thank you very much for the friends you haven't seen yet. So I will start with the name Shirting. Shirting is consists of two words, shirt and sharing. Actually, it's about sharing shirts, and it's an ing in the end, what means, you know, let's be active, you know, let's do something. So I started this project 4 years ago, in 2014. Because I was working, I'm teaching at the university, and this year I was doing a project with my students. Actually, the whole our department was doing sustainable project, and we were exploring the fashion and textile industry and all problems, you know. And I challenged the students, my students, you know, how you as a young designers, what you can do, how you can change the world, you know, and how we can change this the fashion system. And also, I gave the same challenge, the same task to myself, and Shirting came out slowly. And I started very simple with one white shirt. I was presented in one exhibition, and this shirt I wore, and then I gave to my friend, and then she gave to her friend, and her friend, and her friend. So this shirt started to travel, and this shirt was visited, I think, 6 or 7 countries in Europe. Finally, it got lost in London. So we are still looking for it. Maybe someday we will find it. But this is the life of the shirt, you know, it doesn't matter. But later, because when I made this idea or concept of the shirting, I saw how many layers and how many levels actually this project cover. And I decided that this will be ongoing project and that we will develop through the editions. So after the first edition, I made the project with, I made the next 7 shirts. I added men shirts and black colors. And in the 3rd edition, I invited, actually there were a group of designers. We made a team shirting because there were so many work to do. And there were some other designers, and we decided to invite Slovenian designers. So we invited 9 Slovenian designers, and every designer make a unique shirt. And actually, today we have, I wear a shirt from this edition. This is the 3rd edition, and this the shirt was designed by Slovenian designer Almira Sadar. And then we are going on. There was a 5th, 6th, 7th edition. We have... Actually, this shirt is from 2nd edition. Parnika, could you stand up? And it has actually it's a start. It was linked with the first shirt, and it has this system, which is like you can large and make it smaller because it is one size fits all. You know, I was thinking how I can cover many, you know, different types of the body that will be the shirt available really to. Different constitution. And then we launched the 6th edition. This is a shirt by Anna Jelinic, also Slovenian designer, and this, there were 6 Slovenian designers who participated in this edition. And our starting point was Slovenian artists and their work. And here there are some small, nice, very nice detail. The inspiration was by Slovenian artist Metka Krašović. So actually we are sharing, you know, not designers, but also art. And later, 7th edition was special edition because we invited Slovenian designers who live and works abroad. And Uma is wearing today the shirt by Mateja Krofol, and she lives and works in Indonesia. And it's her design and her work. So these are 4 shirts I brought here in India, and they were we were. Yeah. Okay. now we have to have a catwalk like yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I brought these shirts when I came here in India in November, and they were some students who worn this shirt, and then I brought here to, and we made some great photo shootings last week. So actually the idea is, you know, wear the shirt and pass it to the next one, you know. Okay. I will tell a little bit more. So, as Uma mentioned, our wish is to make this change, you know, to make mentality and ideology of fashion, you know, not possessing, especially in the Western culture, what we like, we must have, you know. We are obsessed with buying, and also the fashion is, you know, overconsumption. It's one of the biggest problems in the fashion industry. So how, just, you know, how to change this mindset of possessing and buying, constant buying, to experience? And here we give open space to experience. And not to experience just to some people, but to everybody, because design divide people, you know, those who can afford design products and those who cannot. And cannot afford. And with this project, we would like to break this limit, you know, we would like to break this gap so that design products would be affordable, available to a wider community. That all these shirts can wear all the people who actually want to wear. So this is the one perspective, and another is, you know, the problem of local designers. Here we invite local designers. We don't invite, you know, these top names. We don't invite these brands who produce mass-producing clothes, you know, cheap, without no responsibility. But local designers, because today in Slovenia and many European countries and also around the world, it's a problem how actually the local designers survive. There is actually no space because there are so many brands with these cheap clothes, and another side, you know, the people who can afford design products, they decide to top brands, you know, these famous brands. So it's a long and also education process how to, you know, encourage people to decide to buy to local designers, you know, not, and to support the local designers and local community and local economy. So we are doing these small steps, and in Slovenia, now we are running this project for 4 years. There were this is the 10th edition. There are, including this edition, there are around 60 shirts. They are traveling around Slovenia and other countries, and some shirts have been lost. This is true, so it's less than 60. There were more than 30 designers who participate in the project. We got 3 awards, and we would like to spread this idea. I didn't mention the 9 editions we launched last summer in London. And actually, we invited London-based designers to make the shirts. We invited 5 designers. They made the shirts, and later these shirts we brought to Slovenia, and now they are available to Slovenian community. But here with Uma, we decided to make something for Oroville, that all these shirts will stay here. And Uma was immediately, let's do this. And she participated, they made 5 unique shirts. You can see there today. Maybe Uma, you can also tell maybe later a story of each shirt. And these shirts will stay here in Oroville and be available for Orovillian people and from, you know, people from on Pondicherry. We don't know that the shirts will travel around because, you know, let's keep it here and let's have this experience in this community. Maybe next year or maybe sometimes in the future we will make a next step. We will maybe include more shirts, invite some other designers so that the project will go on. And there we have a we made a small book where it's for especially for this 10 edition. You can read about Upasana, about chanting. There are photos, and the other book, and there's some flyer. You also can get information about the project and how you can participate. I will also explain you later. And there is another book when you can sign if you would like to become a chanter. You know, because today only 5 people can have the shirts. One is the men's shirt, and for ladies. So, but probably, and I hope that many people would like to have shirting experience. So we made a book, and you can sign your name, contacts, and email, that we can, you know, reach you and invite you when the shirts will be ready. So actually, how it works, we will put. We have a website, shirting.se. And on this website, we will put all the shirts and with description. And each shirt has a number, 10, because this is 10 edition, and 01 to 05, the number of the shirt. And we follow them by these numbers. So if you want, you can sign in this book. And then you wear the shirt for a week, 2 weeks, mostly 3 weeks. 3 weeks is the deadline. You have to give it back. You wash the shirt, iron, and give, you know, or bring it back to Upasana or pass to another person, because also we would like to link people. And in Slovenia, so many people met who didn't know before, and also some project came out from these meetings. It was really nice. And this we don't want to lose, but some people don't have time or don't want to meet, you know, so there are two options. And you take a photo, you can be selfie, you can make something, whatever, and publish on social media, and also you will send to us, because we are making, you know, big, huge collage of all users. And this, maybe, if you have any questions, you know, you can ask. Otherwise, I invite Uma, that she will present the shirts, because, and all these shirts they make with organic cotton, and also Upasana, you know, it's about responsibility, also not only to environment but also to people. So this is a really big and important addition for shirting.
So we selected 5 shirts which represent very different quality. The first one, which is the extreme right, is organic cotton, which is woven by hand and dyed in tulsi, so holy basil. So there is no synthetic element whatsoever. And on top of that, it is healing in a way that it has all the quality. If you consume basil, what it gives your body, it heals. It really boosts your immune system, and it gives you the sense of this push, which is the tulsi does, and very, very energetically charged. Then the second shirt which we made was is pure indigo, again organic cotton, khadi. So it's one of the rare pieces when it goes not only organic, but it's khadi. And there are detail of wild silk hand embroidered in indigo. So it has been processed with the color of nature, and this is a jacket. People can just wear on top of it what they are wearing as a base. So for me, that this was very two sacred chapter. One is being healing textile, and second is indigo, which is Asia's the best indigo expert is in Auroville, Jesus, the color of nature. So we are very proud of that fact too. And then the third one is a calligraphy. It's in khadi and organic again, which is again little rare combination to make organic and khadi together. They come from two different segments, but we have managed to club them together. And it has a text which is camouflaged, but it actually talks about transformation. But we didn't want people to read it. We wanted to see them as a print. But if you really kind of put the threads apart and try to read it, it actually is a very powerful line. So that's a khadi piece. And then the back side is a special print designed and printed on organic by an architect who works with textile in the border of India and Pakistan in the Kutch region. His name is Kirit Thave. So is his print, which we work a lot with him. And so I made one piece which is the print we are very proud of, and we collaborate in a very creative space. And the fourth one is a cotton, red cotton, processed in the desert part of India and dyed in natural dye, and hand processed and hand woven. So they all come from a different reason, and they are purest of the element, and some of them even transcended to be healing. So personally, we feel proud to be able to produce really beauty which goes beyond vanity. And we are, if something this industry can produce or give as a clothing to us, we have done it. So I'm very happy to offer that to the community in an open space.
Okay, thank you. Now we also will have time to enjoy music and dance.
Thank you.
thank you to Elena for inviting me to play as well. So very beautiful, very sad and beautiful.
For me, the same Macronesia, for them, they have beautiful glorious, all satisfying with the earth, because all the flow is from the earth. So thank you very much, because all the process like this is really, really beautiful. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your beautiful movement.
Part of the world where the people turn and unit the earth.